From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Though home construction still lags in the U.S., builders are seeing new signs of hope. They broke ground on more than 14% more homes and apartments from December to January, the biggest jump in 20 months. David Crow at the National Association of Home Builders says construction was mostly on apartment buildings and that the lack of activity in single-family home construction was due in part to wintry conditions.
That unusually bad weather would have stopped some construction from taking place. So the single-family number at an even level is actually probably good news.
Well, overall, nearly 600,000 units have begun construction, but in a healthy economy, builders start about 1 million units a year. An Egypt-inspired uprising is growing more violent in Yemen, a key U.S. ally in the battle against terrorists. Thousands of police officers and anti-government demonstrators feuded in the streets of the capital today. There are reports that Sana'a University students are being blocked from joining the demonstrations, which have been raging for 6 days. The demand for political reform is raging in Bahrain. NPR's Peter Kenyon says that after two people were killed in clashes this week, security forces are pulling back sharply.
As we've seen in other countries where the unrest has been spreading rapidly, we're in uncharted territory for Bahrain. They haven't had to deal with this kind of protest before, and it really remains to be seen how each side's going to respond.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who has been in power since 1969, is the latest to come under siege. Protesters took to the streets in the capital and the port city of Benghazi. They clashed with police, and they called for more demonstrations tomorrow. Facebook, again, is a key tool in galvanizing support for the standoff in Libya. There are reports out of southern Iraq of protests against a local official that has turned violent. NPR's Kelly McEvers in Baghdad says at least one protester has been killed, 27 others wounded.
Officials say security guards opened fire after hundreds of protesters set fire to government offices in the southern city of Kut. Protesters were demanding the resignation of the local governor over a lack of basic services such as electricity and clean water. Since the popular uprisings in Egypt and Tunisia, small groups of Iraqis have been protesting nearly every day, mainly about unemployment, corruption, and poor services. Analysts say they doubt these sporadic demonstrations will coalesce into one big movement, mainly because Iraq already got rid of a dictator, Saddam Hussein. Iraq's recently elected officials have been making daily promises to improve the lives of their constituents, but opposition groups have vowed that protests will continue. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 43 points to 12,269. NASDAQ up 16 to 2820. And S&P 500 also up 5 at 1333. This is NPR. GM drivers, a recall's underway. General Motors says it's pulling back more than 50,000 Cadillac CTS vehicles because of a problem in rear suspension that could ultimately make it difficult for drivers to steer. GM says a recall covers 2009 and 2010 CTS models. Most were sold in the U.S. Florida Governor Rick Scott is rejecting more than $2 billion in federal funding for a high-speed rail line that would link Orlando and Tampa. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that Scott considers the project too risky for Florida taxpayers.
Florida has been planning high-speed rail for decades. That planning paid off last year when President Obama announced Florida would receive a big chunk of federal money, an amount that eventually totaled $2.4 billion, to build an 88-mile rail line from Orlando to Tampa. The money was gratefully accepted by then-Governor Charlie Crist. But Florida's new governor, Republican Rick Scott, said after looking at the cost and projected ridership, to him, it doesn't make sense.
My job is to represent the taxpayers of the state, and I'm not comfortable that this is a project that we ought to be doing. It's not a project that I'm comfortable is going to get a return for the investors, and I represent the investors of Florida, the taxpayers.
Scott says when he informed Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood of Florida's decision, LaHood was disappointed. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Wisconsin lawmakers are preparing to vote on a plan that pits the state against organized labor. Hundreds of public employees at risk of losing most of their collective bargaining rights are struggling to delay action. But Republican Governor Scott Walker maintains the measures necessary to address Wisconsin's projected $3.6 billion budget deficit. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.